The Cannabis Investor Spotlight Series is sponsored by Integrated CBD, an institutional-grade supplier of organically grown hemp and hemp-derived CBD. Integrated CBD's 10,000 acres of drip-irrigated farmland in Arizona allows for sustainable year-round growing. Combine that with their USDA organic certification and their 154,000-square-foot extraction facility, and Integrated CBD is able to deliver unmatched uniformity and consistency that scales with your phytocannabinoid needs. Integrated CBD then goes even further, providing complete transparency into their products by tracking and tracing their CBD from seed to lab to bottles through an exclusive partnership with Verified Organic, a blockchain solution that records and verifies each step of the organic production. To learn how Integrated CBD's vertically integrated, single-origin, fully transparent solution scales to meet your company's hemp and CBD needs, visit integrated-cbd.com. Mention that you heard it on this podcast and receive 5% off your first year orders. Terms and conditions apply. That's integrated-cbd.com to receive 5% off all your first year orders. Integrated CBD, the certified USDA organic, fully traceable hemp-derived phytocannabinoid solution that delivers at institutional scale.
In short, we're taking the FDA approach and we're creating a whole plant natural extract medicine to go at multiple sclerosis and Huntington's disease.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's a special encore performance of the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. I'm Dan Humiston, and on today's show, how this company is using cannabis to formulate an FDA-approved drug for MS and Huntington's disease. Today in the Raising Cannabis Capital series, we are joined by Dwayne Boise, the CEO of MMJ International Holdings. Dwayne, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me today.
Well, MMJ International Holding Companies is a pharmaceutical company, and you're in the process of creating some cannabis-based medicine to help people with some really serious diseases. And we're going to get into all that. But before we do, I thought we'd take a minute to talk about what I think is a kind of a confusing topic, or it's confusing to a lot of people, but I'm afraid it's going to have a gigantic impact on our industry. And that's drugs versus supplements. I mean, the FDA and the FDC clearly define the difference, and they clearly define what you can and cannot say about each of them. A lot of people will be listening to the show and they'll say, and I saw this on a website, if I take this CBD, it'll help with this, or if I take this, it'll help with this. They're crossing a line, and explain why that's so dangerous.
Well, it's very dangerous, and I think it's evidenced by the most recent actions of the FDA, because the state-to-state federally illegal business is really out of control. I think last year in November, the FDA issued the cease and desist order against the Stanley brothers that was making fraudulent medical claims on Charlotte's Web. Now, don't take me out of context here. I mean, I'm all for having something help a person that's chronically ill and in need of something. But did it work for Charlotte on the Sanjay Gupta special once? Yes. Did it work for 30 days? Probably. Did it work for 180 days? Who knows? Did it work for 1,000 Charlottes? Don't know. So you can't come out and make medical claims on CBD when you don't know really what it does, efficacy of it, and you can't reproduce the same thing a second time. The consumer falls into this panacea of really false information.
You know, we go back to supplements. You go to the GNC and you buy supplements, and when you buy them, they don't say this cures this. They can't do that. It's against the law as a supplement manufacturer to say that this cures whatever. So as it stands right now, a lot of the companies have kind of ventured off the ranch and have started making medical claims. But it doesn't matter whether there's evidence to support it. It hasn't gone through the proper channels. It is not recognized by the FDA as being medicine. And they're going to get in trouble. And that's why, you know, what you're doing is going to take more time, is going to take a lot more money. But when you're finished, you will be able to do a lot of the things legally that companies right now are doing illegally. Is that correct?
That is correct. You know, I'm aware that there's going to be more enforcement actions coming down from the FDA and the DEA, and we want to be on the right side of that. There indeed is a outlined approach by the federal government to create a medicine and prove to the FDA that we can do it consistently, give or take 3 to 5% variance each time, and that we align the production of that medicine to a chronic disease that we know by all the anecdotal evidence we're seeing on the street in the different states that have approved it, that it works. In short, we're taking the FDA approach and we're creating a whole plant natural extract medicine to go at multiple sclerosis and Huntington's disease. And the FDA has put very stringent protocols on us on the development process. We are delivering the medicine in a gel cap form similar to an Advil. We are going through all the necessary clinical trials and research and analytics, and we have everything teed up basically to start moving into our phase 2 clinical trials on both MS and Huntington's.
When I think of a drug going through the FDA process, you hear how many years it takes and how many stop starts that goes through this process, but you just recently had some really exciting news that may speed that up. Can you talk to everybody about that?
So I think it was about 2 months ago, the FDA had awarded us orphan status. And orphan is not the age of the patient population, but it's the size of the population. I think back in the 70s, they put this legislation in place that if you have a small population, meaning 200,000 patients or less, that you could apply for an orphan designation, which gives you several benefits. One of it is that it speeds up the process and gives you priority reviews on the outcomes from your clinical trials. The second most important aspect is that we're creating protection for our medicine for a period of 7 years. I say it's a de facto patent on a Schedule I substance, which otherwise can't be patented. Couldn't defend the patent in a federal patent case. The federal government actually comes in and defends the exclusivity of that drug, again, for the labeling. And we will get a reimbursement back from the federal government, potentially up to $2 million to offset the cost of the clinical trials.
Wow.
So that is a very significant benefit. And our strategy early on was planned to target the populations that would meet, you know, 200,000 patients or less. Huntington's disease in the United States, there's 40,000 or less patients, which is why we were awarded that.
As far as your channels, what have you done so far to secure all of the products that you need to do the testing? Is all that stuff, is that all ready to go?
So we've identified the specific plant genetics. We've gone through all the required FDA extractions and analytics. We have stability done on the extracts, both for the THC and the CBD. Hopefully within the next 30 days, I'll have a DEA permit to ship from our analytical lab in Canada into the United States, and I believe that's a first, to a Schedule I facility that will start to manufacture our gel cap and do the very specific analytic requirements that the FDA is asking us to perform on stability.
I'd like to take a quick break to thank one of our sponsors, Creating Better Days, and their line of high-quality CBD products. The benefits of including CBD into your wellness lifestyle are well documented, but with so many brands, it's hard to know which one to trust. Creating Better Days' manufacturing process includes an additional step that includes nano-emulsification technology, making their products more effective, faster absorbent, and more potent. And with the transparency of specific QR codes and lot numbers on each package, you can be confident that you always receive the highest quality CBD from U.S.-grown hemp. To learn more about Creating Better Days' high-quality CBD products and to receive 20% off today's order, go to creatingbetterdays.com and use coupon code RAISING at checkout. That's creatingbetterdays.com, coupon code RAISING at checkout. Creating Better Days. Trusted, high-quality hemp CBD products. You've raised some seed money to get it to this point, but you know now this next phase is going to be really expensive. What's your plan for covering the cost? Can you tell us a little bit about your capital raise?
So we've raised approximately $3 million to date, spent most of it getting to where we're at. All our filings with the FDA are in order. I expect to get one more award within the next 2 weeks from the FDA, and that's a fast-track designation for the multiple sclerosis clinical trials. So we have everything teed up, ready to go, both in the multiple sclerosis. I have physicians ready, the universities, the hospitals, and the patients assembled. And this next raise will be to actually offset the cost of the clinical trials.
And how much are you raising?
The Huntington phase two, we anticipate to be around $4 million. If we receive breakthrough status, which we anticipate, again, that'll shorten the timeline that we'll have to operate under the FDA guidance. Ideally, to do both studies and get them both completed through phase three, we'll need $15 million. And we have budgets and everything outlining all the, okay, the finite detail of those.
Well, I mean, there's a couple things about this deal that are unique to it and also very attractive. One is this is a cannabis investment opportunity, but it's not going to be affected by cannabis laws if they change. You know, because, you know, this is about creating a drug. You're not going to be impacted by it if the laws change. And this, the other one I love about it is the barriers to entry in this. I mean, once you get this drug, and if you, what, you have a 7-year, did I hear you say it's, you have a 7-year monopoly on this once you get it?
Absolutely, yeah. For the, once the FDA approves us for the labeling, we have 7 years on that drug that nobody can come behind us. So gotten and obtained this orphan drug status that you've actually created that de facto patent for your medicine.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people would have loved to have been in Pfizer or one of these companies when they were just getting started. I mean, to get the pharmaceutical returns would be a dream come true. So I have a feeling this won't be long before this opportunity is off the table because you're going to sell it out.
Yes.
Quick.
No, we're well down the road.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with Dwayne Boise from MMJ International Holdings, and I have all their information, including their investment deck, on the MJ Bulls website. Dwayne, this is very important work that you're doing, and I appreciate you sharing it with us today.
Well, we're working hard at it, and we do have an experienced team from Big Pharma that's done this before. So we're knowledgeable on the process, and you know we're moving the ball down the road. So I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today, Dan, and look forward to you reaching out to us again and getting an update. And any investors that may want some further information, I'd be happy to speak to them.
Yeah, definitely want you back on the show. So good luck with this.
Thanks so much, Dan. You have a great day now.
Today's show was made possible by the generous support of our sponsors, like Helix TCS, the leading provider of critical infrastructure services to the legal cannabis industry. Recently, Helix is president of data services, and former New York Stock Exchange executive Garvis Toller was a guest on the show to discuss cannabis capital markets and how savvy businesses and investors are capitalizing on the recent downturn. Tune into episode 152 to learn more. Today's podcast was produced by MJ Bulls Media, the industry's premier cannabis podcast network, with original music produced in part by Jamie Humiston. I'm Dan Humiston, and you've been listening to the Raising Cannabis Capital Podcast.